Digital Government, Technology and Public Sector Performance. Author, Daryl M. West. IT alters bureaucracies. Although personal computers have been around for several decades, recent advances in networking, video imaging, and graphics interfacing have allowed governments to develop websites that contain a variety of online materials. Information technology alters the capacity and control features of traditional bureaucracies. IT has the potential to substantially redistribute power, functional responsibilities, and control within and across federal agencies and between the public and private sectors. The consequences of e-government. The ability of technology to produce both positive and negative consequences means observers have to be alert to the wide variety of change that emerge from inventions. It is not enough merely to assess what is happening. One must also ascertain how desirable particular shifts are. Bureaucratic, fiscal, and political contexts. Bureaucrats and politicians are central to public sector decision to adopt new technology. They allocate funds and mediate conflict. They decide whether to outsource technological innovation or undertake it in-house. Officials have faced major changes that are relevant for their technology decisions and overall capacity for organizational innovation. This development affects how public sector officials handle their job, and the speed with which specific technologies have been integrated into an agency's mission. Administrators have been portrayed in many bureaucracy writings as resistant to change and more interested in their own autonomy than agency performance as a whole. As a result of the pervasive public mistrust toward government and the introduction of administrative philosophy known as the New Public Management, however, bureaucrats today are more receptive to technological change than is commonly thought. Disability and foreign language access. A key measure of how e-government is progressing involves the manner in which technology serves populations with special needs. Part of the digital divide deals with whether all citizens share equally the benefits of technology. Groups that stand out for particular concern in the public sector are those who are either visually or hearing impaired, or those who do not speak English. One of the attendant virtues of electronic technology is the ability to tailor information to different kinds of people, depending on their specific circumstances. Rather than treating everyone identically, it is possible to develop sites that are accessible to the disabled and provide foreign language translation to non-English speakers. The case of online tax filing. One of the most popular e-government services is tax filing. Citizens are comfortable with online tax service because it is convenient, speedy, reliable, efficient, and effective. In addition, for those awaiting tax refunds due to overpayments, both state and national governments advertise that people who file electronically will receive refunds in less than 2 weeks, which is twice as quick as those who send in paper copies. Electronic filing provides new tools for those who have a physical disability. Part of the efficiency gained through online filing is that the government does not need staff to enter information electronically from paper copies. The material arrives at the agency in electronic form, which saves considerable effort on the part of the Revenue Department. This is one of the ways the public sector economizes on electronic services, as a clear reason why governments have an economic incentive to move to online services and encourage their citizenry to take advantage of available options. Based on these cost figures, it appears that the expense of online tax filing is reasonably low, and there are clear economies of scale that can be achieved. Public outreach and responsiveness. Technology advocates have often touted the potential of new inventions to transform civic life and bring citizens closer to government. By facilitating communications and adding an interactive component that allows people to send and receive messages, each of these devices has the potential to democratize mass communications. Rather than being stuck in a hierarchical world in which leaders send one-way messages to citizens, the interactive nature of these technologies creates the opportunity for public outreach on the part of government and better responsiveness by public officials to the wishes of ordinary folks. Responsiveness and public outreach are desirable from the standpoint of democratic governance because they are essential to representation. Citizen use of e-government. The general public is a crucial factor in the dissemination of new technology. Owing to how they think about and utilize technology, individuals either facilitate or constrain change. If consumers are open to new technology or adept to integrating new inventions into their lives, they are going to be more receptive than if they harbor negative views about technological innovation. Of course, e-government does not appear to most citizens to be nearly as socially dangerous as cloning, but the loss of privacy and confidentiality and the use of the internet to deliver hate and racism have raised serious concerns among many people. Computer users worry that they will not be able to maintain proper security and that spammers and hackers will use the technology for destructive ends. Trust and confidence in e-government. E-government is based on the promise of better service delivery at lower cost to the taxpayer. Through economies of scale that become possible through use of new technologies, digital delivery systems save money and in the long run produce substantial savings in public sector operations. Not only will this technological revolution increase the personal convenience to members of the public and private sectors, it will also provide a means for more efficient and effective government operation. For e-government to stay clean and retain its impression of change and technocratic reform, there must be no hint of corruption or scandal in the awarding of government contracts. Citizens must be reassured that e-government is different from traditional government. For e-government to be successful and trustful, there must be an increase in citizen usage of e-government. Citizen satisfaction with the service delivery that comes out of this interaction, and a reduction in the cost of governmental services. If government truly can deliver services at lower cost, that would be a powerful encouragement of trust and confidence in the public sector. The future of e-government. The first change that would make a difference is the streamlining of government technology offerings. Greater progress needs to be made in creating websites that have uniform, integrated, and standardized navigational features. Right now, government websites have a disjoint quality that impedes communication and citizen usage across sites. Every time a citizen logs on to a new government site, he or she must learn how that particular site is organized and where to find particular kinds of material. More consistency across e-government sites would make it easier for citizens to use online materials. The positive impression that people have about e-government bodes well for its future. Among the various inventions that have appeared over the past 20 years, users have rated the internet as one of the most beneficial. It is seen as productivity enhancing, service improving, and cost reducing. While there are clear problems that concern internet users, such as those of privacy and security, the upside of the internet technology clearly outweighs the downside in the eyes of most people. This suggests that the future of electronic governance remains quite bright. As people become more familiar with and comfortable about online service delivery, the mass media will play a crucial role in educating the public about e-government. By pinpointing its virtues and deficiencies, reporters will help determine how the public feels about the online government and the use of digital technology in the public sector. As more and more resources are invested online, and governments move more of their service delivery to digital systems, reporters will devote more attention to e-government.